ponytails are getting thinner.
Yeah, for sure. Right back here.
Yes, right at the very back of my head. Mm-hmm. It's in and out. So,
and y'all, we got to prevent, and no offense, because it's going to happen, but we got to prevent what I call old lady hole in the back of your head. It's a thing, and it's a thing, and you can't, sometimes it just can't be helped, but y'all know what I mean. When you wake up from sleep or you get your, I mean, it already does that if I, you know, when I wake up or whatever, but like, you got to remember to tend to that section back there.
I don't know that I like the phrase old lady hole.
No, I don't either.
Between you and Tim with lady cheese and old lady hole.
Ew. I meant, y'all know what I mean, in the back of the head.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Y'all, we're just gonna get going because I need to tell you that this cornhead called me and was like, are we doing this at 3:11? And I said, well, yes. I said, what time is it? And I said, it's not 3:30 yet. And she says, we do this at 3:00. And I said, honey, we've been doing this for 4 years. We have done it at 3:30. Now we do it early.
Yeah.
Now we do, when she's ready earlier, we do it earlier.
I did send you a message.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry. And that was my bad. No, she'll send me a little message if she can do earlier, and because she normally has school, so she's got to get home and do all her things. So, but I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, we've only been doing this for 4 years, and you're now just realizing we got 3:30. It's fine.
Whatever.
It's fine. Who cares? Well, what's going on? You've got the day off. It's President's Day here, y'all.
Hey, it is President's Day. I am off today. I mean, you know, because I had to suffer for, you know, 2 weeks being out of school.
So, y'all, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it's so crazy.
It's so crazy. Stupid.
So I guess we should say welcome to Designer Cornbread Podcast, episode
173, y'all.
Hey, I got the 170 part right.
So. You did. You did a good job.
Okay. So we've been out for all the ice as needed. We did need to be out. It's been a catastrophe down here for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we were out for 2 weeks, and then we had this whole week. We were in school for a whole week. Well, then now it's President's Day, and we're out for President's Day. And this has been on the calendar for a while. We're also out, or the kids are out tomorrow, because we have staff development in the morning and parent-teacher conference in the afternoon. So,
y'all, That's a lot of no school.
The band is down in New Orleans right now because they are marching in all the Fat Tuesday parades.
Oh, are they really?
Morning rock parades, yes.
Now, how did they get to do that as a high school?
I don't know, but they're marching in the parade. So they won't be in school Wednesday.
Okay.
So, and that's a good, I mean, we got a pretty good sized band. So it's a lot of students out.
So again, classes really can't. Like, you can't move on really hard with a lot of classwork because you're just going to have to.
It's so crazy. Spring is so crazy. I mean, I do not get half the stuff taught in spring that I do in the fall because, and actually tomorrow, no, Thursday, is it Thursday? They've got class meetings because Tennessee, which is, I think is a good thing. Tennessee now mandates that they have to have gun safety classes.
Oh, nice.
So they break down into their different classes and they sign up for the ACT that we have coming up or the pre-ACT coming up. Mm-hmm. And they have this little, you know, gun safety course. And then the seniors actually, they don't have to take the ACT. So they do a job shadowing day, but we've got lots of stuff coming up with, you know, prom and graduation. And so they go over all that stuff. So that's Thursday. I mean, it's just crazy.
My goodness.
It's just crazy. And Then on March 10th, they'll be out of class because we have the ACT that we're giving that day. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be gone 3 days in March because I have skills in Chattanooga with two students.
They don't do the ACT on a Saturday? Like we always up here, it's on a Saturday.
That is so, yes, no. We can if you privately want to take it. But we have one day, and we've always done this. There's one school day, one in the fall and one in the spring, where they take the ACT. It's for free. They don't have to pay for it. It is so that every student can take.
Has the opportunity. It doesn't have to take special time out. Doesn't have to. Okay. I got you. That's different. Okay.
So.
And you are going to Skills. You're going to Skills.
Skills in Chattanooga. I'm taking two boys with me this time. I've always taken girls. So I've got two boys going this time. And then we get back. We'll be home for 2 days that week. And then we're in school for 4 days. And then Friday we'll start spring break.
Yeah, because you're going to need a break by then. You're
going to need another break by then. Oh,
it's exhausting.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's just. But I will tell you, and then I don't know if you remember being in high school or if you have high school students or if you, but y'all, senioritis is a real thing. And once you hit spring, once they get back from spring break,
it's over.
And it's after, over. Yeah. After prom, they're done.
Yeah, I mean, mentally.
They have checked out. It's over. So anyway, I try to save all my labs in the spring for after prom because I know we're not going to, bookwork is not going to get done.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway.
It's rolling. We're rolling on through. Rolling right up into summer, y'all. We're already talking about summer and it's February, but that's where we are.
Anyway, so yes.
That is awesome. Well, what did you do this weekend? Tell us about was it a romance Valentine Day for you on
Saturday? It was a romance. It was a romance, y'all. Let's back up in case you haven't heard this. There is romance and then there is romance. Mm-hmm. And they are two completely different things.
They're different.
They are different. We really didn't do a whole lot. Because I just didn't want to go. I mean, there's no, especially with Valentine's Day falling on a Saturday, every restaurant was going to be booked. Imagine that. So Ron actually grilled for us.
And, nice.
And he gave me a Flourish gift certificate.
Nice.
And do you want to know what I'm having done?
Please, we do want to know what you're having done at Flourish.
So my hair is thinning. I've always had thick hair, but it's thinning out and I've noticed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can notice around the front of my head.
Yep.
And at the very back of my head.
Same.
Well, they have a Ted hair treatment thing. And I don't know what it is. I can't tell you anything about it. I don't know, but it's a little electrical thing and they go through your scalp.
Oh,
and
like stimulate the follicles?
I guess.
Oh.
And it regrows your hair.
Oh. What if it just pops it all out? What if it electrocutes your whole head?
My whole head and I'm out.
Joni shows up in Ron's Cher wig. The wig but from when he was Cher will know.
Yeah. I just noticed like my ponytails are getting thinner.
Yeah, for sure. Right back here.
Yes, right at the very back of my head. Mm-hmm. It's in and out. So,
and y'all, we got to prevent, and no offense, because it's going to happen, but we got to prevent what I call old lady hole in the back of your head. It's a thing, and it's a thing, and you can't, sometimes it just can't be helped, but y'all know what I mean. When you wake up from sleep or you get your, it already does that if I, when I wake up or whatever, but like, you got to remember to tend to that section back there.
I don't know that I like the phrase old lady hole.
No, I don't either.
Between you and Tim with lady cheese and old lady hole.
Ew. Y'all know what I mean. In the back of the head.
Oh, yes, there is.
It's like a thing. Your hair gets shorter, like a lot of older women cut their hair shorter even, it can be a real situation. So you got to tend to the back of your head. Y'all get a mirror so you can see the back of your head.
So I'm getting a Ted hair treatment.
Okay, well, we are eagerly going to wait, await the report and see how that does. And then I may have to come down and get
today,
that too.
say I had my lymphatic drainage thing.
Oh, that just sounds great. I know what it is, but I don't know everything, but I just know it sounds good.
I'm going to tell you, I feel so much better after a lymphatic drainage. And so y'all, what they do, it's like two little light bulbs on, you know, these sticks, and I don't know how it works. Again, I just either. Lay there and let them do whatever they want to do.
But
she just takes it up and down my, you know, she knows she's the expert on the lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
She knows where those drainage points are.
Yes.
So she takes this little light bulb thing. Again, it's connected to quartz. I guess it's electrical impulses or something. I don't know. And she pushes all that lymphatic fluid to the drainage points. And especially after you've been sick, like I've been sick through the ice storm, your lymphatic system tends to get clogged.
Get clogged up.
Yeah. So anyway, but after, like right now, I have a lot more energy than I've had. I will sleep really well tonight. And you can do it. I mean, people do it. I do it once a month.
Well, I've done it some, and I've been really laxed.
Yeah.
A lot lately with the dry brushing, which is the similar that you can do at home. But that light thing, that's a real interesting development.
Yeah. So I have that done. But anyway. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, Joni is just turning into a whole new her. She's just completely changed. She's drained. She's all drained out and going to get the hair grown back. Y'all, it's a lot. There's a lot of processes right now. I sometimes get so tired at night of the 20-step process I have to do just to get in the bed. Meanwhile, my husband's just brush teeth in the bed. And I'm like putting on the cream and doing the thing, you know, and I choose to do it. So I'm not going to complain about it. But some nights I just pop in that bed, makeup still on. I don't do a dang thing. I just go, I can't do it tonight.
Yeah.
So balance. It's all about balance.
It is. There you go.
Well, my Valentine's Day was fantastic because we woke up and I got to sleep in and Tim brought me coffee. I actually rang my little bell. He gave me a bell a long time ago. It says ring for coffee. Now, he gave it to me. So that's on him.
On him.
That's on him. I don't actually use it very often because really he will a lot of times on the weekends bring me my coffee, which is the best thing in the whole wide world. So, but I was finally up. So I dingled my little bell and he was like, oh, well, Lord. And so from the other room. But he came in. Anyway, I tell you what, Joni, I got up late. I don't even know when I got up out of the bed because I drank my coffee. I read a book for a little while. I did my planning for the next. So I just kind of sat in bed and did stuff with the dog and the blanket of doom. The big fur was on me. Yeah. So it was fantastic. And it was also lightly raining. So we hadn't had just like rain in a while, you know, it's been snow and all that. But anyway, I got up at one point and thought about, we were like, hey, I was like, maybe we'll go to this little cocktail bar just really close to us, a new that we hadn't been to that's owned by the same people that own one more further down into the city that we had been to that's popular. Anyway, we only went there because our cool oldest son took us there. Otherwise, we would have had no idea. But anyway, it's owned by the same people. I thought, well, maybe that'd be a fun little just tiny Valentine thing to do and try that. And then we also had our friends, Johnny and Katie, have their good friends / cousins / who we've gotten to know over the years, Ennis and Melissa, were in town. So we definitely wanted to see them. Anyway, long story short, we were like, well, should we see what they're doing tonight or should we wait till tomorrow? So Tim popped out a text to them, hey, you know, can we come tonight or whatever? And then after he did that, it just got rainier and rainier. And I literally didn't say anything, but in my head, I'm going, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to leave them early. Anyway, the Lord was good. And they texted back and they're like, oh, we've already got dinner plans, come tomorrow, because that's what we had been planning to do. And we were just checking in to see if they wanted to do something different. And so it was so funny when we did see them Sunday, Katie was like, I felt so bad saying goodbye, but I only had enough meat for this and that. And she's one of these feeds everybody, like, you know, and just love. That's her favorite thing, is to feed people and watch them eat good food. That's literally her hobby. Anyway, and I was like, no, you don't understand. I said, thank you so much. because after we sent that text, we were both like, it just got rainier and darker, like a good rain. And we were both like, we didn't want to go anywhere. So she was like, oh, good. So I got up. I was doing my nails because I thought, well, I might be going somewhere. And I just felt like doing it. Did my nails. And then I got back to my chair in my bedroom next to my bed under the fur blanket with the dog, cracked open the window with the rain, and binged a show the entire day. I didn't get out of that chair.
That's awesome.
I didn't leave the chair.
I will tell you what I did.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
That was my morning a little bit. Mm. I mean, I just really was straight, and it was dark and rainy.
It was dark, yes.
Just, it was that day that you want to just crawl up under the blanket and read or sleep or binge watch or whatever. But I'd gotten a text from Frida, and Paige and Ashlyn were both out of town. Ashlyn's in the band, so they're down in New Orleans.
And, oh, gotcha.
Frida said, I need your help. This is on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my.
I said, okay. She said, I'm giving a tea, and Paige and Ashlyn can't help me.
Oh, so she called you the day of to come help with her Valentine tea? Yeah.
Yes, yes. And you're my next daughter.
You're the next in line.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
She just needed me to do, you know, some punch and stuff. But, so I did put clothing on and went down there. And then, but Mississippi State had a doubleheader. So once I came home, I disrobed and got under my furry blanket.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we did, y'all. That is what we did.
And put on my my Barefoot Dreams, you know, big fuzzy robe, and watched Mississippi State baseball, which I am thrilled is back.
It's back.
Was that
their opening day, or was it Friday opening?
Friday was the opening night. And so I watched Friday night or Friday afternoon, and I missed the second game, but I watched the third game and in my furry robe and furry blanket. And then even, you know, how is this for, you know, Valentine's? We've been married for so long. Ron cooked the steak and sweet potato. You know, he had this nice little dinner for us. And I looked at him and I said, do you want me to go get dressed? I thought if he says yes, I'm going to kill him.
I know. You're like, I'm asking this, but.
So here we are at the table and he's dressed and has this wonderful meal laid out for us in my fuzzy bathrobe.
Well, listen, I can one up you on that. Tim had to bring me food in my chair. He brought me my dinner in my chair. He brought me cheese and crackers when I got hungry at like whatever time it was, noon, like kind of lunchtime. I hadn't eaten and I was like, oh man, I think I want. He brought me that with a glass of orange juice. And then later in the day, he brought me a cocktail. And he brought me my dinner. Now, I had cooked the dinner. It was a chicken chili. So I had technically cooked it the day before. But he brought it to me. I mean, I had to have food brought to me in that chair. I could not
get it. Ron didn't do all that.
But. He did. So we can one up you on the how long have you been married because you don't matter. He was by himself. We didn't even eat dinner together. He's out there.
I saw this meme, you know, or this little, you know, thing and on somewhere. I know, probably Instagram. It said, if he takes you out on February 13th, you're the mistress.
Oh.
If he takes you out on February 14th, you're the girlfriend. If he doesn't take you out at all, you're the wife. Mm. It's like, yep.
Yeah, but also if you don't really want to be taken out, kind of sometimes you're the wife. Let's be honest.
I know.
I mean, the bra came off quick after I found out I wasn't going anywhere. I was done. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Rainy day. Yes.
So I had a delightful, and he did too. He putzed in his office. He 3D printed all kinds of stuff that I don't know what. All weekend long, that 3D printer was going, and he was putzing, and he moved it into his office, and he was organizing and doing stuff. So we had a great Valentine's Day. We just didn't see each other very much, and we didn't have dinner together. And kids are like, you guys are great. Yeah. But that's what I wanted to know. The show that I binge watched was recommended to me by my friend Katie, and I'm going to give it a thumbs up. So it's on Hulu and it's called Paradise. And it is, I'm trying to kind of figure out how to describe it without telling. It's a modern day, you know, show. And it's about this Secret Service agent who was guarding the president. And I'll just say a big catastrophe happens to the whole world, kind of country and world. And so they have to get to this safe place, bunker, blah, blah, blah. And this all happens in the first episode. So it's not, and the premise of the story. And then the president gets killed. So then the whole, it's very intrigue. I think you would like it. And Ron would probably, Katie was like, you and Tim watch it together, you know, and Johnny liked it too. And so they're like, yeah, it's good to watch it together. But I binged the whole thing without him because I didn't have time to wait around for him. But so it's really good. And the acting is good. And the story and it's just kind of like, like thriller, like you're trying to find out what happened, and it was really good. So I did season one, and season two is actually coming out the 22nd of February. And I think they're going to do like 3 episodes out. So I didn't even know there was going to be a season two, but when it ended, you were like,
good. Yeah, we need a new something.
You would like it. Yeah. I think you guys would like it. It's very just like kind of what's going on and who's good and who's bad and, you know, all that. So that's Paradise on Hulu. So that was very, very, very fun. Oh, I do. Oh, Tim and Hudson. So Hudson, not Tim, my Tim, but Tim Lloyd Hudson and his buddy Tim were in town this week, which was a lot of fun. They came up on, Thursday and then left Saturday. They were going to leave Sunday, but, you know, Tim has a significant other. So he smartly decided maybe they should get back on Valentine's Day.
He's smart boy.
Anyway, so that was really fun to have them. They came up because Hudson got his truck. Tim, you know, picked up his truck, and they were just, you know, just grinning from head to toe. All I know is I got sent a picture today on the group chat a muffler is just out in the shop. They just got the mufflers just off and out. And I said, tell me this is not off your truck. And he's like, hee, hee, hee. So I think they're adapting. Yes. They're doing something. And Avery's like, oh Lord, are you going to be one of those loud Chattanooga truck people?
Yeah.
There ain't nobody, y'all. There's no city that I've ever been to that has more loud car truck noises going on. I don't know what the deal is. He said, no, he said, it's not that bad. He said, it sounds real good. So I don't know. I got a picture of a muffler this morning.
No.
Can't keep up. So, but anyway, they were so funny because Tim's like, Tim Lloyd, he's like, so, you know, is this truck like HUD can do what it, do y'all care what happened, what gets done to this truck? And we're like, no, that's it. It's his, you know, y'all can do what you want. So I don't know.
No telling what kind of tricked out truck he's going to have.
I don't know, but it's exciting. It's very exciting. And it was exciting for Hudson. It was very just thrilled and blessed and all that, but it will seriously help them with work to have two, because now they can get a second generator and that basically doubles their mobile welding. So it was really a big deal for them as for Hudson individually, but for them as a business too. So they were excited. So yeah, there's no telling. If I hear on a horn, I'm going to have a trouble.
That's coming.
It is. It's coming. So that was fun. It was fun to see them hang out. Oh, I have an update on, so you remember Avery has 3 ducks.
I do.
Okay. Her sweet, sweet mother-in-law got her ducks a year or so ago, or maybe more than that. And, and there's, 1 girl and 2 boys. So the Clover is the girl. And then there's Spruce and I think Cedar. Is that right? I know Spruce, but I think Cedar. Anyway, so we always hear all the duck antics, and Clover had something happen to her. She wasn't feeling good, but then she got better. Well, last week there was a hawk attack on Clover.
Oh,
she's fine. She's okay. Because, Joey's older half brother came, he lives there, and he came out and saw it and came out and shoot it off. Cause it was right. And of course, it attacked Clover. Yeah. The one duck that's doing any work, giving eggs, those 2 boy ducks, while Avery's like, I don't want anything to happen to them. But if something had to happen to one, like the boy ducks are worthless.
We need the girl duck.
We need the girl duck. She's the only one that's earning her keep. The two boy ducks ran to the house and were like, quack, yeah, quack. They're just quacking underneath the thing. Poor Clover's out there.
Didn't even help poor old Clover.
No, no, they were useless and worthless. So she had like some blood on her beak and on her head. You know, she's okay. But like if he hadn't gotten out there, she would have been
hawk meat.
She would have been gone. Poor Clover. So they did build. Avery went out last Friday and had ordered, and she and Jill put together this whole roofed enclosed because they'd been letting them free range around. And there's woods right there. And that's where the hawk now has decided, you know, they didn't have trouble before. So they made this whole little covered duck run, and they're going to get them a new little pool, little insert pool to swim in. And it's just going to be delightful. But it was a close call. It was a very close call. Like, take the boys. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's too much. In the other fun thing that did happen this week. In fact, I was in there doing inventory stuff when you called and reminded and said, "Get on here for the booth for my vintage antique stuff." And I'll tell you what, this is why you keep at it. Sometimes you go to the thrift store and you buy some Asian painted plates. You buy one that's beautiful, and you buy a different pattern, but you buy one and it's real pretty. And I know nothing about, I really don't know anything about them,
yeah,
but they were very pretty. And I could tell it was hand painted, just beautiful. And I was like, oh, this is pretty. And it was $1.34, you know, that's perfect. And sometimes you go and do your comps and you do your research because you take your Google picture and you find out because you want to know what it is. If you're curious, you should always do this. And sometimes you find out that those plates go from anywhere to $100 to $249.
$1.34 go for?
$1.34. Well, that was the one. Then the other one I looked up and beautiful. And this, I mean, what are the chances? Same thing, $1.34. And they go anywhere from $145 to $200. And I have four of those.
Awesome.
So the dopamine is real, you guys. You never know, you know, and I know a lot about some things, but I don't really know a lot about, but they're beautiful and in really nice shape. And so I just got them. So $1.34, and we'll see. I mean, you know, they got to sell, but, yeah, I'm probably going to list them. I think I'm listing one. Yeah, the one that was a little, I'm going to list for $100, and then the other four are going to go for $120 a piece. Yeah. You know, we'll see, but I will put those on Facebook Marketplace for people to go to the booth. I'll probably put them in the booth too, but they're real collector. One is antique for sure. The old first one is antique, like 1910 to 1920s, Japanese, signed and stamped on the back. Like, you just look at some stuff and you're like, and it could just be nothing. It could have been a modern something, but they were beautiful. But sometimes you find a treasure. That's when, you guys, the addiction is real. The dopamine is real. We'll see. That was my big excitement. I FaceTimed Avery because no one else was here. And I'm like, I just have to tell you.
Yes.
She was like, okay. And Hudson's like, I got to get to the thrift stores. I'm like,
That's right.
That's why we do the work, people. We do the work.
Okay. So I have a question for you since it's President's Day. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite presidential quotes?
I know there's a lot from Reagan that I've always loved because he was a great,
Reagan. I mean, I can pull off Reagan quotes like that.
He had so many good ones, like when he, even one simple, like when he was getting rolled into the operating room after he got shot and he looked at the surgeon and I think he said, "I hope you're a Republican," or something like, yes. Or Nancy, I forgot to duck,
yes. Or,
you know, let alone his great.
So he, when being an actor, I mean, he knew how to deliver the lines.
He sure did.
but he also had some fantastic speech writers.
He sure did.
Humor. I mean, he just was, I mean, his humor was quick and, you know, he was great. Yeah. I mean, Reagan, his Mr. Gorbachev tear down walls. And when he said it, boy, it was, you felt it.
And he was not, a little info on that quote, that was not in his speech. He was not supposed to say that. They did not want him to poke that hard.
Yeah.
Well, and he decided to do it anyway.
And his second one that always stands out to me was when the Challenger exploded.
Oh, and, I forgot that one. You
know, what is it? They slipped the surly bonds of earth.
Oh.
Touch the face of God.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just got chills. I just got chills.
I mean, that, Reagan had such outstanding quotes.
And in his serious things, when he was talking seriously about policy, things were worded well, but also his humor. I remember one campaign speech he was talking about. He, was so much older than his other, it might've been, who was he running against? Mondale at that time? I'm sorry if I get this all crazy wrong, but he's
Carter.
Talked about.
First was Carter.
Okay. Now, yes. But the second one then was that Mondale or Duke?
I think Mondale was for vice president. It was,
Dukakis?
Shoot. It may have been Dukakis.
I thought he was with Bush. I can't remember. The point is, it was someone younger. And so there had been a lot of kind of talk about how old Reagan was. And he said something in his speech along lines. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the, age difference, between me and my opponent. I'm not going to say it like he did, but it was basically like, and I want to let you know that not to take... not to hold my opponent's lack of experience and youth and lack of experience against him in this, right? He just turned it,
Yes.
It was so great. The other one that, I mean, there's several, but just when you said it, it made me think, there's also, John Adams has a bunch of really good quotes that I like. And there's one that, again, I'm not going to get it exactly right, but I always love it. And I like to read it again at 4th of July, because he said in talking about Independence Day and marking it, he said something along the lines of, may this day always be marked with fire, bombs in the sky, meaning like explosions and celebrations. And he kind of described like a 4th of July celebration and how we should mark that with these. And I always love that one.
So here are things, and there are things that I did not realize that Abraham Lincoln said. I looked some of these up earlier, but Abraham Lincoln is credited with, in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. And I had heard that before, but I did not realize that that was a Lincoln quote.
I didn't either.
And of course, John F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things. And then Roosevelt, Frank FDR's, the only thing to fear is fear itself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
It's interesting how so many of these quotes obviously come at times of when the moment is great, bad or good, the Challenger, the wall, the Gorbachev, the Civil War, World War II, is when you get these great, you have an opportunity to really have your words live on.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yes.
Not in the good, happy all the time, but in kind of the hard times.
Now, there is one I will say that I don't agree with.
Okay.
Ready? This is a statement, and this is from Lyndon B. Johnson. And he said, a president's hardest task is not to do what is right, but to know what is right. Now, I don't agree with that.
I've never liked him. He's one of my least favorite presidents. I'm just going to say it.
Mine too.
He's a scoundrel.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Not to do what is right. I think you can know what's right and do the wrong thing. And that's not your great.
Maybe he meant, okay, no, now let's think. I've not really heard that like that before. Maybe what he meant was, because he says the hardest thing for a president. So maybe his point was, once you know what's right, it's easier to do right. But the hard thing is sometimes to know what's right. Maybe that's what he meant. And then that makes a little more sense of like, oh, you're right. That can be in circumstances like they have to deal with, it can be very hard, you know, to know when you've got no good answer. Like, it'll be interesting in that show Paradise that I just told you about. There's an incident with the president having to make a decision that they both answers sucked.
Yeah.
So like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. What else you got? You got another one for me?
Let's see. I'm not crazy about that one either. Bill Clinton said, there is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America. That's a good.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that is good. Who said that?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, that is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lincoln is also credited, but this is, I think he got this phrase from somewhere else.
Oh.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
Mm.
I believe that goes back a little farther.
I believe it goes back a little, but that's okay. You're allowed to, you can sample from scripture for your speech if it.
That's right.
That's a good one to go with.
George Washington said, associate yourself with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation, for 'tis better to be alone than in bad company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, because I was very wrong on a quote. A chicken in every pot. Who said that? Have you heard that?
Yeah, as a president, I thought it was like Hoover or something.
Okay, it was not.
Okay, that's when I associate it with.
That is where everybody associates that. Let me read this, because I don't know why for a long time I thought that was an FDR thing. When they were trying to, you know, come up with all the welfare and all of that.
But oh, yeah. Not,
it is mistakenly contributed to Hoover, but it is not. It is a quotation. I'll just read it. A chicken mm-hmm. in every pot is a quotation that is perhaps one of the most misassigned in American political history. Variously attributed to each of four presidents serving between 1920 and 1936, it is most often associated with Herbert Hoover. In fact, the phrase has its origins in 17th century France. Henry IV wished that each of his peasants would enjoy a chicken in his pot every Sunday. Although Hoover never uttered the phrase, the Republican Party did use it in a 1928 campaign advertisement touting a period of Republican prosperity that provided a chicken in every pot, a car in every backyard to boot. So it was an ad. It wasn't.
Yeah, I knew it had been used in the campaign in association with him, but I didn't know if he said it or not. I had no idea. But that's interesting.
I always thought it was a presidential quote. And originally, I mean, I contributed it to FDR.
Well, I knew it had something with Hoover, because the Hoovervilles and the depression, you know, he got really associated with the economic hard times coming out of the 20s into the 30s. And so that was all the shanty towns and they called them Hooverville, I believe. And that's when you would kind of see those signs or something like that. So, but yeah, that's very interesting though. I love that. I love that presidential history. Very good.
Yeah.
Look how smart you are.
I just think Reagan had the greatest quotes of any president ever.
Yeah, he had a lot.
Yeah, maybe that's because that was my, you know, I was in high school and everything was right in the world and, you know, whatever. But
yeah, but I think that's a testimony to the fact that we were in high school and thought and paid attention to those quotes and heard, and we thought they were funny, or we thought they were powerful, and we were young. And so a lot of times when you're younger, you don't really maybe pay attention to what the president's saying very much, but he was very engaging.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He was engaging and to listen to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, good. That was a fun little trip down memory. I'm sure there's so many more. That'd be interesting to kind of, you know, I mean, I'm sure Lincoln had a ton, and I'm sure, I know JFK also had several, you know, many more relating to other things as well. So that'd be fun to, I really do enjoy a good biography, a good presidential biography. I really do enjoy them because you just learn so much that, you know, we don't know really about these people, and you just learn so much. And even the politics, or I read something too about like, I was reading a book about Maggie Thatcher. That's another one that, mm-hmm. not American president, but man, she had some zingers.
Yeah. Yes.
The Iron Lady, man, she was amazing. So
yes. I love a good zinger.
I do too. I do too. Okay. I have a question for you. Okay. All right. I was thinking the other day about elementary school, like sport, like games. And I want you to rank out of these three, the order of your favorite to your least favorite,
okay,
between Red Rover, Capture the Flag, or Kickball.
Kickball is my number one.
Kickball number one. Okay.
Capture the Flag would be number two.
Okay. And Red Rover number three.
Red Rover was number, because that was the runt.
Did everyone run at you all that? Oh, you probably got beat the heck.
Yeah. And then I was, you know, and then I would, you know, bounce off their arms like a rubber band. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I would pay so much money to see that.
The last one picked for the team.
You know, oh, honey.
Yeah. Because I was teeny tiny.
Yeah, that's true. Of course. Mine are Capture the Flag, number one, Kickball, number two, and then Red Rover. Just because Red Rover, it hurts your arms, man. And then, like you said, like when it got
over,
your
Red Rover, send Holly right over.
And then you have to also go by yourself, which is always like everyone's looking at you to see, like you said, if you're going to like bonk or fall over.
I tell you, I may have been teeny tiny, but boy, I put everything I had into Red Rover.
I bet you were just a little cannonball.
I was.
You launched to like fling yourself on their arms. But y'all, you remember coming away, your arms were like red. And
red.
I mean, y'all, yeah. I thought about it because I'm like, kids don't play. There's no way they play that anymore.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, they do capture Red the flag Rover. And they do kickball, but Red Rover, let's run really hard and try to
remember Holly. Maybe we'll get pegged for me saying this on here. Do you remember at camp when we would play capture the flag and we would march out going kill, kill, hate, hate, murder, murder, mutilate, blood makes the grass grow.
Kill, ooh. Kill. Yeah. Yes. I'm aware of that.
I say that today. Mm-hmm. And kids look at me like I have just lost my ever loving
mind. No, we were serious. We had painted faces. We were serious. Yeah. It was serious business. I love Capture the Flag because I like the strategic, like I was always like, it was just like a whole like battlefront. Like there was like a purpose. You have to find the flag. You know, it's like a whole kind of adventure thing and people would send whole groups over and meanwhile, but that's just a decoy to get your little sneaky group over here. So it was like strategic. Have I told you my best Capture the Flag story?
Probably not.
I don't know. I was in college. The last time I played Capture the Flag and not at camp. I mean, besides camp, I guess I probably played it there, but this was when I was in college up at Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. No, I'm sure I played Capture the Flag after this, but this was because it was my freshman year and they did like a dorm retreat, like near the beginning of the year where we'd have dorms that were like two wings and one was the guys and one was the girls. So you were like brother, sister, you know, you'd do floor dates and you'd do stuff together. It's almost like your sorority or your fraternity or whatever like that. But anyway, so they did like a retreat for our Schulte Eldersveld dorm and took us on buses to some camp center retreat place out in the woods. And so we did stuff out there, you know, you got to know people and all that kind of stuff. Well, one of the things we did was capture the flag at night. Of course, we're in college. We ain't playing. We're really going to go for it. So it's dark. It's night. It's in the woods, you know, And funny, really funny story too, which isn't my poor sweet mate, dear, wonderful. I had the best sweet mates when I was a freshman. They were so sweet. Michelle, she came home with a black eye after that night. She had just black eye for a week. And she just smiling her head off just, but something happened. She ran into a pole. I think that's what it was. She ran into a pole or a post or something and just had a black eye. Anyway, but we were playing and at some point, again, this is in the dark. You're trying to figure out where their dumb flag even is and all that kind of business. I was somewhere, and I don't know if I was with someone else or by myself. I don't know. I can't remember. Probably with somebody, but, I was. I was with some group. And we were over the enemy lines. And the deal was you had to get tagged. I mean, that's the deal with capture the flag. The other team tags you if you're in their territory and you get tagged. You're all wearing bandanas or whatever, something to identify you. And they have to tag you and then you're captured and then they take you back to their jail. And for those, I don't even know if people, you know, some people maybe don't know how you play this. And then, so all the people are loaded up in this jail and then you can save people out of that jail by going and, touching the jail and it frees all your people. So we are going and some people came out and captured a bunch of the people and they're taken back to the jail. So I just walked, nobody tagged me. So I'm just walking with the group back to the jail and literally no one tagged me. They're kind of tagging people. And then we all started walking and I'm like, well, I'll just walk over there. I'll just walk to the jail. And it was full. The jail was full of people. They put them in there and I walked up and I just tagged the jail and they, and I said, y'all are out. And they're like, and they did look around. They're like, did anyone tag her? No. So I freed my people. They looked at me like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, I just walked back with y'all. Nobody actually tagged me. And they're like, dang it. I don't think anyone did. Right. So sneaky. Mm-hmm. And then my roommate got a black eye, sweet mate got a black eye running into a post. So there you go. Good times, you guys. Okay. Well, are we ready for your recipe or did you have any other presidential trivia?
I don't. I'm just going to say we got a busy week this week.
Okay. What are you doing?
And we've got President's Day. Of course, this is all going to be passed by the time this drops. Mm-hmm. But Tuesday, we have Fat Tuesday. We've got Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. And Wednesday we start Ash Wednesday. And so
we start Lent. Yep.
Start talking about what, maybe we should start talking about Lent next week.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Absolutely.
Be a week late into it, but we still have that. Okay. So for my recipe this week, and I know I have done, I looked up since I was looking up presidential stuff. Ronald Reagan is probably my favorite president. Again, I was in high school and mm-hmm. all was right in the world. Mm-hmm. And I looked up what his favorite food was. And his is macaroni and cheese. He has a President Reagan's favorite macaroni and cheese. And they said that he likes those heartier, you know, just down home, heartier foods.
Of course.
Rather than, you know, fancy stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
We have done several, or I've done a couple of macaroni and cheese recipes on here. I know I've got Coach Wes's, or Wes Wilkerson's smoked macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm actually fixing that Thursday. And I have my Mama Kate's macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm. which is much soupier. It's mm-hmm. a very soupy macaroni and cheese. So they say that his is cuttable instead of swimmy.
Instead of swimmy, that's gross. Well,
soupy,
swimmy.
Where the noodles are swimming in it.
Okay, the noodles are swimming. Okay, I got you.
So this is from one of the White House things. This is Ronald Reagan's favorite macaroni and cheese. And you need 1/2 pound of macaroni. And dried macaroni, 1 teaspoon of butter, 1 egg beaten, 1 teaspoon of dried mustard powder.
Ooh, yum.
1 teaspoon of, I thought that was.
That'll be good in there.
Yeah. 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of milk, and 3 cups of extra sharp grated cheddar cheese. Mm-hmm. less extra for sprinkling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you heat your oven, preheat your oven to 350 degrees, boil your macaroni in water until it's tender, and then, you know, just drain it. Stir in your butter and eggs. I'm assuming you put this back in the pot now. And you stir in your butter and egg. Mix in the mustard and salt with a tablespoon of hot water and add to milk. Then add your cheese. Reserve some to sprinkle on the top. And pour your macaroni into a buttered 8-inch square casserole dish. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't add your macaroni back to the mixture.
Okay. You get all that melting and doing.
Make your sauce.
Okay. Yeah. Make your sauce.
So pour your macaroni into a buttered 8-inch square casserole dish. Add your milk mixture and then sprinkle with your cheese. And here, and it says, and he always liked a little extra on top.
Yes.
So, and then you're going to bake it for 45 minutes until that custard is set and the top is crispy.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like more of a casserole, you know, like a, instead of, like you said, a pasta swimmy, or
yes,
even a thick sauce. It's going to, because that egg, it's going to turn into like more of a firm, like a casserole. That sounds really good. I may make that Easter.
Yeah. That mustard in it.
That dry mustard and the extra sharp cheddar. And those ingredients are super simple. And that would be, and that sounds like it makes a small amount though. So think that when you do the recipe, an 8-inch pan is pretty little. But you could double or whatever. So that is a good one. I like the idea of having like a little square of your, it didn't get all over everything. It's just
all
a nice,
it's just a nice,
I like that. Okay, Ronnie.
So that is, that's Ronald Reagan's favorite recipe.
Very good. I did not know that. That's not, I'm so hungry right now. Then that sounds really good. With a big piece of ham, salty ham on the side.
Pineapple casserole. You got to have pineapple casserole with that ham at Easter.
Okay. All right. And it's your top three.
Top three.
I know. And I'm going to tell you, and I've thought about it today. I'm not coming in here and I'm like, I have ordered nothing. I've bought nothing.
That's okay.
And died for with ice for, you know, weeks.
Well, what have you enjoyed in your house?
So what I'm going to tell you is, and I've kind of already addressed it a little bit, is I am so glad that Mississippi State baseball is back.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not even saying SEC baseball. I am saying Mississippi State baseball and Duty Noble Field. I am. That's number one. Okay. My second one is the Stonewall Kitchen mango chutney.
Oh, yum.
So I make a cheese ball. It's a mango chutney cheese ball. I don't think I've given that one on here. That may be my recipe for next week. But I like the, but you make the cheese ball and it presses out. It's not like a ball. It's
Okay.
So like I'm going to make it for, we're feeding the school board Thursday. And I still have, it's all going to be Valentine themed because I'm still there. And so I have my heart, I've got a little heart plate. And so I'm going to press that cheese ball down into that. And then you heat up your mango chutney and you pour over, over that.
Ooh, that sounds real good. Yeah, those chutneys, that Stonewall brand, they have so many good things you can just use right away.
Yeah, it's good. All right. And my last one is some paper.
Paper?
Yes, paper. So I'm reorganizing, or I'm organizing a folder, I guess, just a three-ring binder where I'm keeping up with a lot of health stuff and journaling stuff. And so I've sectioned it off into different, you know, things where I'm writing things. But this is, but I love this paper. It is 5-star loose leaf paper. And it's got that like plastic strip down the side. So it's not easily breakable. And it's got the triangle shaped holes. So it tends to hold over a little better. So yeah, it is 5-star loose leaf paper.
With the triangle holes. I didn't know about the triangle holes.
Got the triangle holes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so.
That's very good. Speaking on another note, maybe sometime you should share with us your medical book that you're talking about, just like what it maybe just sort of run that. Sort of has me piqued my interest as a smart way to kind of. So anyway, well,
I can address it real quick, and
sure.
we can talk.
About no,
it
sure.
So, going to the Flourish Transformation Center, I'm more aware of. I'm having all these things done, and it's made me real aware. But I've done a bio hacking thing, which it just goes in. It's not a DNA anything, but it just goes in and it looks at what minerals are you low in.
Mm-hmm.
Like my blood pressure went up, but why is my blood pressure up?
Mm.
They don't look at, here's some statins. Let's give that to you and bring your, they're like, okay, why is your blood pressure up? What's going on here mm-hmm. in your body?
Mm-hmm.
And they address those things. And so I'm like, I've got a section in there that I'm taking my blood pressure every day. So I'm writing it down. What's my blood pressure? And right now it's normal. So if it's ever elevated, well, then what did I do different today? What's going on here?
Okay.
I'm documenting all that, but I have they also have an in-body scale. And so it weighs you, but two, you hang on to it and it tells you that weight because like I build muscle really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I can weigh a lot more than, if you put two body types mm-hmm. beside each other
right.
and they're the same weight, one person may look heftier than the other because the other person has more muscle mass.
Right.
So, and they print that out for you and they give you, your weight here. Here's your weight, but here's how much intercellular water you have.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's your visceral fat. Here's mm-hmm. your muscle mass. Here's your, mm-hmm. and so it's all broken down. So I keep all those papers in one thing so mm-hmm. that I can track it. One, I journal and that goes back to, we used to do, Holly and I both have done Way Down Workshop, which turned
we didn't
out,
join the cult. Just calm down. My husband likes to say, you're the closest that's ever joined a cult. And I'm like, I know.
I'm aware.
That's another story.
Yeah. She did lose her mind there after a while.
Yeah, but we weren't part of that.
No, but the Way Down information is very good.
Was very helpful.
I mean, it's very good. And it mm-hmm. does address that, you're running to food instead of running to God. And the things that, it was a really good thing. So
mm-hmm.
I've actually started a little bit of that back and mm-hmm. just reading back anyway. So all of that said, I will say that since I have started this journey between the pellets and all this stuff with Flourish that I've lost 20 pounds.
Wow. That's great.
So it is. I mean, I'm feeling better. I'm doing better. Anyway, so I'm just documenting.
You're really, yeah. That's what I thought was interesting because you're like, you broke down the sections and now I was just curious what that sounds like a good idea.
Those in-body things. I've got a section of like the bio, what's my blood work showing?
Yes.
What's all this doing? What have I added? What have I taken away? What have I, that kind of thing. And okay. as they're finding out, like statins are really bad for you.
They are. Yeah.
And there is a red yeast. I'll make this my next top three, maybe.
Okay.
There is a red, where is it? I don't know. Anyway, it's a supplement. It's a vitamin. It's a red yeast. Here it is. A red yeast rice. With CoQ10 supplement, and it acts like a statin, but it's not a statin.
Mm.
So it's one of those things, So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's very. I like what you're saying about kind of tracking, which I don't do this very well, but that's what made me interested in it was like, because especially with all the things we're trying and changing and all the different things and supplements that we're doing, it's like, it's good to track along with like, when I felt just to pay attention to how things are working and how it might be helping or not helping, or, when you feel this way, what did you do different? That's a good idea to do. So very good. Okay. I was just curious about your notebook, your special notebook
yeah.
with your special paper.
It's just for me to keep up stuff and to write down thoughts and Bible verses and, you know, stuff like that.
Nice. Nice. Excellent. All right. Well, everybody, I hope you have a fantastic week and happy President's Day. I know it's already gone by the time you hear this, but whatever. Hope you get more school days than Joni this week if your kids are in school. If you're in Hardin County, you won't. But anyway, we will talk to you next week. We'll have lots more riveting information. Until then, goodbye, Pellet. No, they didn't hear you. You went out. You cut out. Say it again.
See you, Patch.
There we go. That's better. Hello, you look like a news correspondent today.
I look like a news correspondent.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
That's right. Why do I look like a news correspondent?
I don't know. Maybe it was just your pose. You were like ready, going live. You were sending it out to me.
Yeah.